In this bucolic setting in Floyd, Texas, the Redeemed Christian Church of God recently opened its $15 million North American Redemption Camp. A recent gathering here featured spirituals and fervent prayer. It also featured the church's worldwide leader,
glory be to your name,
Enoch Adeboye.
In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
His appearance was part of a U.S. tour that began at this rented megachurch in Maryland. His disciples consider him a prophet, despite the former mathematics professor's almost phlegmatic demeanor.
And don't be surprised if tomorrow you have a test on what you have learned today.
His lesson was on how to win converts for this intensely energetic Pentecostal movement.
Now, it must come to pass in the name of quickly, speedily.
Texas-based pastor James Fadele is the church's North American director. He says the headquarters are not finished and will be expanded outward to ultimately seat 1 million people. Fadele argues that if large rallies can be held in America over issues like civil rights,
why can't we gather 1 million people just to praise God overnight, worship God, and just be ecstatic and just worship and just dance? It's going to come to pass. Mark it down.
The U.S. has many imported religions, but this one could be influential. A Rice University study found that Nigerians are the most highly educated people in the country. Fadele concedes there's a cultural obstacle.
Right now when I speak, people say I have an accent. Some other people that come to church say, you know what, we are still straining our ears to understand you.
There are few non-Africans here and only a couple of whites. But Matt Patterson believes American Christianity has lost its evangelical fervor.
Jesus said to go out and preach the gospel to every single person, not just certain groups, not just people they're comfortable talking to, but he said to go out and tell everyone. And that's exactly what this church does.
As night falls, the supplications become more intense.
The West may have brought Christianity to Africa, but this African church believes it has a mission from God to re-Christianize societies that it believes have become too secular and godless.
Could African religion appeal to Americans who are increasingly shunning their own spiritual roots? Nigerian-born religion professor Kola Abimbola says the church has
huge prospects.
Why? Because he says it takes the Christian belief in God and angels,
and then they believe in evil forces which go beyond what is contained in the Bible.
Abimbola, who is also a Yoruba priest, says traditional African religions view multiple sources of evil at work in everyday life.
It definitely appeals to people who are not Nigerian, people who believe that religion might make an important, contribute an important role to navigating this complex terrain we call the world.
Wave your handkerchiefs and make the devil mad.
Making the devil mad makes these believers want to dance. But it's far from clear how many Americans will make a cultural shift and find meaning in this rapidly growing African style of Christianity. Jerome Sokolovsky, VOA News, Floyd, Texas.